As promised, we are joined right now by a cornerback for the New York Jets. He signed with them in March. He set career highs in tackles and pass breakups last season. He was an All-American and an All-Conference player at Kansas State. He was a team captain in college. He was the 142nd pick overall in 2018. We've talked about that. The Jets are going to open up against Baltimore on September 11th on CBS. DJ Reed is my guest. DJ, good to have you back. How are you?
What's good, Jim? I appreciate the introduction, man. You made me sound like I'm about to be in the Hall of Fame.
My man. That, bro. Dude, you are. You're in the Jungle Hall of Fame, the Jim Rome Radio Hall of Fame, and you might get it to Canton one day. Nah, listen.
I appreciate that.
I appreciate you. It's great to hear your voice. So you and I spoke on May 21st of last year. A ton has happened for you since then. Catch me up. How's your life? How you doing? And how are things now overall?
Man, life is great. Phenomenal. I mean, God has been blessing me, especially in 2022. I mean, I had the two interception game. You know, just got paid, just signed an extension with the Jets for 3 years. Have a baby on the way. Going to be a girl dad. So, I mean, man, God's been blessing me. I'm blessed, bro.
Man, that is super. That is so good to hear. DJ Reed is joining us. You know, you and I have talked in the past, and you really are the definition of never, ever giving up. And because of that and the work you put in, you had opportunities when it came to free agency. So what was the free agency experience like for you? And then ultimately, what made you feel like New York and the Jets is where you wanted to be?
Yeah, man, for me, the free agency experience was definitely interesting. You know, there were a lot of teams that thought highly of me, which was pretty cool to see. And there were also teams that didn't think as highly of me. A few teams that just see me as a nickel, primarily because of my height. And, you know, it really came down to three teams, the Seahawks, Denver Broncos, and the New York Jets. And, you know, I didn't know where I was going to go. You know, I wanted to stay in Seattle, but obviously I was going to go to whoever offered the most. And, you know, Russell, you know, I was a little encouraged by Russell because he wanted me to be in Denver. So, you know, he reached out to me and told me that the GM and the head coach and the DC, they all want me there. So I spoke with all of them, and, you know, it just ended up coming down to the numbers. And just the opportunity in New York was just, you know, I just feel like they were building something great. And on top of that, you know, they had the number 4 and number 10 pick, and they had 230 picks. And they told me that they were going to go get a safety, which that ended up being Jordan Whitehead. So for me, you know, it just made sense. And then I already knew Sala, and I already knew, you know, most of the people there on the staff with T.O., my position coach, and Ricky Manning. So it just made sense to go to New York.
DJ Reed is joining us. There is so much good stuff in that reaction. You mentioned Sala. I had Solomon Thomas on the show recently, and we talked about why he wanted to join the Jets and work with Robert Sala again. I mean, what is it about Sala that makes him so special, and how much are you looking forward to working with him once again?
Yeah, I think with Sala, it's simple. I think he just holds guys accountable. So, like, when you're a head coach or just any coach, holding everybody accountable to the same, you know, same extent is very important. You know, some guys are held accountable depending on, you know, what they're getting paid, et cetera, et cetera. But when you, you know, when you play for Sala and even Kyle when I was in, you know, on the Niners, they hold everybody to the same standard. And for me, I want to be held to that same standard. And, you know, they work. You know what I mean? We're working. So, like, that's, like, the main reason. And also just his demeanor and just, you know, he's a real dude. So he just has the respect to everybody in the locker room.
Talking to DJ Reed, now you've made the point that as a corner, if you do not have confidence, you're going to get beat. And even if you do have confidence, you're still going to get beat. You're having a lot of success. I'm curious, how much of being a cornerback is about mindset and having a great mental approach on every single play?
Yeah, man, it's everything. And for me, it just starts with my real life and just my preparation every week, every day. You know, for me, every day I wake up and my goal is to be the best version of myself. And I feel like if I don't live up to that, then I'm selling myself short. I'm selling my team short. I'm selling my family short. And I feel like I'm selling God short because, you know, we have one physical life and, you know, you want to empty the tank out. That's really what I believe in. Like, you want to empty the tank. When it's time to go, when you leave this earth, you want to empty the tank. Like, there's so many people that have so much untapped potential, and they die, and they didn't even get to do what they really wanted to do. They didn't impact anybody's life, et cetera, et cetera. And I just, that's always in the back of my mind. Like, you just want to empty the tank before you leave the earth.
Bro, I think that you just tapped on the secret. I think you have the secret sauce. I think you have the answer. I think you figured it out. I mean, that literally is it. Where did that come from? Who put that in your head, or did you come to that yourself?
I wouldn't say I came to that myself. You know, I have a resilience coach, and we talk about stuff like this. And, you know, just changing your mindset and your perspective and really just looking at the bigger picture, it just makes it makes the work and everything you do much easier because, you know, guys get burnt out from just overworking, but they don't really have the mindset of where they want to go and what they're ultimately doing. They don't look at the bigger picture. So for me, it's just always, you know, adapting to my environment, but most importantly, it's about looking at that bigger picture and knowing, like, okay, everything. I look at everything from a positive perspective. Even if I get injured or whatever the case may be, there's always room to grow. There's always room to improve in whatever, like, I'm doing.
DJ Reed is my guest. All right, DJ, so, like, guys have head coaches, they have position coaches, they have nutritional people, they've got chefs, they've got trainers. You have a resilience coach. Can you tell me what I love that. Can you tell me what a resilience coach is? And can you mention that person by name or no? I'm fascinated by that.
Yeah, his name is Matthew Calderoni. Basically, you know, I basically met him through my agency when I tore my pec. So I literally tore my pec bench pressing, and I was really down, bro. I was really down. I was at a low point in my life because I was working my butt off. And I tore my pec right before training camp, and then there was a chance that I could get released, which ended up ultimately happening. So my agency basically, you know, plugged me in with them. And he was just a stand-up guy as far as, you know, he didn't even charge me the first 6 months because he wanted me to just get my mind right in rehab and not even think about any payments or anything. And he just was just showing his belief in me. And, man, we just really started growing as far as my mindset. Like, that was ultimately what was holding me back. Like, I didn't change athletically over these 2 years. It was literally a mindset standpoint. And, you know, we did a lot of stuff, meditating, and just really controlling my energy and being strategic with my energy and focusing on myself internally instead of worrying about external things. And, man, things just started blossoming.
I got to be honest. I'm going to be very real, DJ. I feel like that I've got this audience of millions, and they want me to ask you about the team and the schedule and the matchups, but I feel like it's just you and me talking. Like, I'm so fascinated by this. I mean, is there really something to be said that the game truly is played from the shoulders up or the neck up?
Yes, bro. Like, obviously, you got to take care of your body. You got to, you know, make sure you're eating right and getting proper sleep. Obviously, to play at a high level, that's important, but I think what separates guys that are elite, you know, like Tom Brady, you know, guys that are elite, I think it's the mindset. Talking to guys, you know, a lot of people, not a lot of people, but the elite guys, they have resilience coaches. They have mental coaches. Like, they do mental reps. Like, it's only so much you can do physically because your body gets worn out during the season. So, like, just to have those mental reps and know, you know what's coming before it's coming. It's like playing chess against the guys you're playing. It separates people.
Like, my thing is this, DJ, DJ Reed, my guest, I talk about, and I've hit on this on another podcast I do, The Reinvention Project with Jim Rome. There's a physical gym. We all want to go to the physical gym. You have to create a mental gym and get in your reps mentally. Like, let me ask you this. It's one thing for you now to be in the NFL, and you got paid, and you have this opportunity, and you're a CB1. Easy to say now, but remember where you started. You and I have talked about this, but for those who do not know, you were playing in college. You were sharing a two-bedroom apartment with seven or eight other people when you were at Cerritos College. When you think back then, what was your mindset then? And when you think about where you are right now, what kind of thoughts do you have about the journey?
Yeah, my mindset back then was, I mean, it wasn't like how it is now, but it was still positive. But it was pretty much, when I was in JUCO, I kind of told myself, like, hey, I'm going to put the work in. I developed a schedule every day, like stretching in the morning, drinking a gallon of water, whatever the case may be. obviously couldn't eat as healthy just financially. I just made do with what I had. But the difference would be was I told myself in JUCO that, hey, if you don't get a scholarship out of JUCO, then, you know, you're probably just not good enough to play at the D1 level. So I told myself, you know, I'm going to give it all I got, and I'll see where the chips fall. And by the grace of God, I end up getting the offer. But the mindset was, like, I put the work in, but it was more hopeful than actually being deliberate and doing things.
Ah, I like it. All right, so let me ask you this before you go. We'll give them one football bit. There's been a lot of talk about Zach Wilson showing up, and he's looking bigger and he's looking stronger. I know you're focused on your side of the ball and your job, but how much have you seen of him, and what kind of expectations do you have for him in year two?
Yeah, man, that's my neighbor. He lives by me. It's my dog. But yeah, man, Zach's a leader, and he's very talented. I mean, when you watch him throw the ball, like, he makes crazy throws. So for him, you know, JD put the chess pieces around him. Like, we just got, you know, Bryce, and then we got, you know, two tight ends in free agency, and then we got the receiver with the number 10 pick. So, I mean, he got the weapons around him, so it's really up to him. They basically give him the keys and say, you know, make the motor run. But I think he's going to take a big leap this year just with getting more experience in the system and then, you know, not being a rookie. He's going to know the offense, so I think he's going to ball out.
DJ Reed, my guest. All right, one last thought. I know that you've seen this guy on tape, and you being CB1, they drafted Sauce Gardner, who I think is absolutely awesome, but what's your take? Do you feel like maybe the team has got a couple of CB1s, and how good can that secondary be right out of the gate?
Yeah, man, I think we're very special. I'm just being honest. I'm not saying this to, you know, hype anybody up, but I think Sauce is a phenomenal football player. I think he's going to be really great. I think he's a Pro Bowl, All-Pro type of player. And same as Bryce Hall. I think Bryce Hall has a lot of untapped potential. I mean, those are two guys that are six foot plus, prototypical, and they could cover. They play a little different, but I think our cornerback group is really good. I think our nickelback, Mike Carter, is really good. I think he has a lot of untapped potential that he's going to take a big step from his rookie year. So, I mean, honestly, I mean, this is probably one of the most talented cornerback groups that I've been in, just from doing, like, drills and OTAs and just from the classroom. Guys are really smart. That's one thing that Sauce impressed me with, was how smart he was. You know, he knows routes, he knows formations. You know, he got the defense really fast. So you could tell that it's a reason why he was locking down receivers in college. It wasn't just because he was just this dominant physical figure. Like, he has a great mental approach, and he knows football. He has a great IQ of the game. So that really impressed me.
Dude, I accept this. I accept all this because you don't say things just to say things. I think that's all fair. No, I buy that. I buy that, and I'm really interested to see how it plays out. He's a cornerback with the Jets. He signed that big deal in March. He earned everything that he has. Played his college ball at Kansas State. He was an All-American, an All-Conference player. My man, DJ Reed. Dude, so good to get caught up with you. I love the energy. I think it's always an inspirational conversation. I'm always better for him, man. So good to get caught up. I really appreciate you.
I appreciate you too, Jim, man. We're going to chop it up another time for sure.
Sooner than later, my man. Sooner than later. DJ Reed joining us. It was so good, so interesting. I mean, such an amazing, amazing example of the power of mindset and approach and the way you go after it and how you get what he has. Now he's earned everything he has with a belief in himself and a process and a strategy. I could do that for hours. That is so interesting.